Kris The News. Presiden Prabowo Subianto opened the Bhinneka Tunggal Ika Campus of the Indonesia Defense University, or UNHAN, in Citerap Bogor, West Java, on Wednesday. He declared at the inauguration ceremony, which was followed on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel, that inauguration was also attended by the sixth Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Minister of Defense Syafri Samsudin. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Nezar Patria explored potential cooperation in artificial intelligence with the United Kingdom during the London Tech Week 2025. Patria met with Director General of Digital Technologies and Telecommunications at the Department of Science, Innovation and Technology of the United Kingdom Government, Imran Mian, to exchange experiences and the best practices in digital technology development. Patria informed in a press statement received here on Wednesday that the meeting was very valuable for exchanging view and learning from the UK's experience in developing an advanced digital ecosystem, especially in the field of artificial intelligence. That's the news.
Yeah. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Baik-baik sayang ada aku. of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, I believe that you are still listening to our program and still loyal in waiting for our information. Well, you know that Jakarta is leveraging artificial intelligence technology to manage traffic and reduce congestion across the city. Jakarta Governor Pramono Anung said that the traffic or intelligence traffic control system or ITCS employs artificial intelligence to manage and optimize traffic flow in real time. It also adjusts traffic lights based on actual conditions, such as the number of vehicles and travel times at the intersections, using sensors and software to promptly analyze traffic data. The system is also integrated with surveillance cameras and communication tools to provide accurate and responsive information about changing traffic conditions. However, Pramono noted that Jakarta currently has only 65 CCTVs connected to the ITCS, Intelligent Traffic Control System, far below the required 321 units. Meanwhile, Jakarta Transportation Service Head Syafrin Liputo stated that 25 personnel will be assigned to monitor the CCTVs. In addition, the regional government plans to launch a call center aimed at resolving public complaints within 3 hours.
Yeah.
only in Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people has a way to find out. There is a Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Dampingimu dan bukan. terlampau sering kau buang air mataku. Tak pernah kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi menyakiti aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir, berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku, tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti, teramat sering kau membuat patah hatiku. Kau datang padanya, tak pernah ku tahu. Kau tinggalkan aku di saat ku butuhkanmu. Cinta tak begini, selama ku tahu. Tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku, tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti, mungkin kau bukan cinta sejati di
Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Banyak cinta yang datang mendekat. Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beautiful nature. We'll find the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. Wonderful indoor.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, as the last session here, we have also the last final wise word. It is now from Muhammad Yamin. He said, the dream of united Indonesia is not nonsense, but it is truly supported by the power coming from the history of Indonesian nation. Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawah Lunto, West Sumatra on 2nd August 1903. He is a national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. And listener, finally, I am Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention, because we would like to end our program. And please stay tuned up to 12 o'clock p.m. local time Jakarta, because we are still with you, especially for our music and even our social culture. Compile as our feature, would also like to accompany you listeners. So please stay tuned at www.voinews.id. Keep on listening Indonesia. Keep on listening to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Sama-sama kita taubat. Dunia sesaat, awas kau tersesat. Ingatlah masih ada akhirat. Astagfirullahaladzim. Ingat mati, ingat sakit. Astagfirullahaladzim. yang di sana, mereka yang terbaring di tanah. Bukankah mereka pernah hidup juga? Kita pun kan menyusul mereka. Astagfirullahaladzim. Ingat mati, ingat sakit, ingatlah saat kau sulit. Ingat, ingat hidup cuma satu kali. Berapa dosa kau buat, berapa kali maksiat. Ingat, ingat sobat, ingatlah akhirat. Cepat ucap astagfirullah. Ucap
Yeah. special feature service production of Radio Republik Indonesia, World Service Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture originally from Madura Island. Rasul Kalib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start Karapan Sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called saronan, jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat Karesidenan, Piala Presiden,
itu for Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white t-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear. But this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer, Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in Karapan Sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juga.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say, this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaak ganggu.
Gus Abdullah, owner of bull for Karapan Sapi in Sumenep, explained that Karapan Sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke setat ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke setat itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter stop point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalales or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak mengharap perapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemophyton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Kerapan sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi, ya apa ya?
Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two versions, and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Jaat ganggu Pancasila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Setiawan, to Madura people, karapan sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This krapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, krapan sapi ini.
So kerapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, Kerap Keni is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is Kerap Praja. There are five kinds. First, Kerap Keni. Secondly, Kerap Praja. which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is kerap uncengan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is kerap karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Cup. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is Kerap Jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Sapi is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. A special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Katakanlah sekarang.